Toronto-based Aquila Resources plans to mine gold, zinc, and other metals in Michigan upstream from the Menominee River. So far, the mining company has been able to obtain nearly all the permits needed to move forward. As the project nears final approval, Daniel Kading reports on the tension it's created among residents along the Michigan-Wisconsin border.
On this Friday evening, cars honk in support of protesters who stand on a street corner in Menominee, just across the border from Marinette. Dale Burry of McAllister, Wisconsin, is among them. He's president of the newly formed Coalition to Save the Menominee River. Burry says the Back 40 mine poses too great a threat to the region's economy, environment, and public health.
My land is 228 feet from the Menominee River, and so we would definitely be affected.
Tina L'Esperance of Stevenson, Michigan, stands nearby in an outfit resembling the Grim Reaper. She's holding a sign that says, "Cyanide kills." The chemical is used in a diluted form to extract gold from ore as part of the mining process. L'Esperance says that's just one reason she opposes the project.
I'm very fearful that the Menominee River will be poisoned with acid mine drainage, which is actually sulfuric acid. It'll kill the fish, it'll kill the birds, anything that comes in contact with it.
Protests like this one have been held outside the Ogden Club in Menominee since the spring. L'Esperance says they gather here because of the club's ties to the mine.
The people that own the Ogden Club are investors of the mine, and there were also employees that worked for Aquila. So we want to bring awareness to people that this business is behind the mine.
Inside, customers chat over drinks and food. Ogden Club co-owner Robin Quigley recently retired as a spokeswoman for the mining company. She declined to comment on the protests. Quigley says she and her husband Tom own a fraction of the company's shares and have leased space to Aquila for meetings about the project. Waitress Jennifer Dulick says the controversy around the mine has ruined a lot of friendships.
I have a lot of friends that are protesting right outside here while I'm trying to work and make money and support my family, and it sucks, I guess.
Dulick says she made roughly $700 a week in tips last year. Now she says she's lucky if she can make half that.
We've had a few employees like walking down the street, coming to work, wearing our Ogden Club shirts and yelling stuff at us, "No back 40 mine," and just kind of being rude.
Several customers at the Ogden Club say they would support the mine if it can be built without harming the environment and public health. They say the project would create hundreds of mining jobs, millions in tax revenues, and help stem the region's population loss. But the mine is so controversial here that supporters declined to speak on tape. Aquila Resources spokeswoman Chantay Lessard understands their silence.
They don't want their businesses, for example, to be protested at. I think that once we get all of our permits, you will see a lot more visual support for the project. But right now, people just want to stay private. They don't want the attention that this project brings from those who oppose mining.
The company just resubmitted its application for a wetlands permit to Michigan regulators. Aquila's Lessard says they hope a final permit will be issued to them in January. But protesters like Tina L'Esperance hope Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality will reject it.
And if they don't, we're not going to stop. We're going to do everything in our power to stop them.
With so much at stake, emotions are running high. One man driving by the club screams at protesters to get a job. Later in the evening, Ogden Club co-owner Robin Quigley reads a retirement card she was given by mine opponents. Inside are snide remarks like "rest in peace," spelled P-I-E-C-E, and "worst of luck." Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.